play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Let's go ahead and send things to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups.
5'10", sophomore number 12, Raven Hughes. A 5'11", senior number 20, Kate Olson. A 6'1", junior number 22, Shantae Stonewall. A 5'10", senior number 24, Avery Hamm. And a 5'9", junior number 30, Bailey Larson. Pioneers coached by Laura Sellers, assisted by Leanne Cook, Dan Marshall, Alyssa Palmer, Amy Whitting, Tara Davis Augsburger. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Number 5, a 5'5", sophomore, Raina Gully. Number 14, a 5'5", junior, Lexi Daniels. Number 20, a 5'8", senior, Casey Williams. Number 40, a 5'9", senior, Sabrina Clay. And number 54, a 6'1", junior, number 54, Shaylee Florine.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison. Our starting lineups here this afternoon, the Galesburg Silver Streaks, they're in their home whites, trimmed in silver and black. The U-High Pioneers in their road black, trimmed in yellow and green. John Deere green colors here, Eric. That's what you said earlier when we saw these uniforms. They say U-High across the back. They've got a wide yellow stripe on the black shorts with a smaller green stripe, a yellow across the top of the jersey. U-High in yellow, the numbers in green with yellow piping. In the center circle at 6'1", Shayla Florine and Shantae Stonewall. Tip one by Stonewall comes into the backcourt to Bailey Larson. Over on the left side it goes back to Larson out high left. Streaks in a man-to-man defense. Down the left corner, this is Kate Olson with it. Gives out high to Avery Hamm. Now pass underneath, stolen away by Lexi Daniels. Streaks will bring it the other way. This is Raina Gully with it. Gets stopped at midcourt and a steal by Shantae Stonewall. But nice job by Lexi Daniels, able to knock it away from Stonewall. Streaks pick it up in the backcourt. Stonewall out on the front, guarding Raina Gully. Raina dribbles right. To the right wing, top of the key to Shaylee. Ooh. She'll fire the 19-footer right on top of the three-point arc. Good for Shaylee Florine.
I've never seen her hit one from the way out there, but it goes back to the worst time basketball as she was staying on top of the three-point line when she hit that.
Well, at least that's going to make the U-High bigs think twice, like, wait a minute, they can step out and shoot too, because we've seen Sabrina do that as well. Down on the post, it goes inside to Kate Olson. She can't hit the shot, but on the rebound, I think Shaylee's going to get called for going over the back of Raven Hughes.
Well, the Streaks have to be aware right there of making sure they're stealing off. Actually, it goes against Raina Gully.
Oh, went against Raina, okay.
And because that backside, nobody was there, so it made it easy for Hughes to sneak in there and get the basketball.
And actually, she got her on the shot, on the putback. She missed the first free throw.
Well, I guess one good thing, looking back to last year's scoring, 32 of the points that were scored by this U-High team is gone in seniors, so maybe that'll be something that the Streaks will, you know, be able to look to.
Yeah, just two seniors on their roster, a bunch of sophomores and a freshman as well. 2-1, Streaks lead, 6:38 to play here in the first quarter. Now it's a nice job by Raina Gully, dribbles down, draws the defense on the right, bounces for Sabrina on the left, puts it up and in. Streaks lead 4-1.
Yeah, great vision by Raina. We've seen it all season long. She just has an innate ability to get inside and see things through the defense, and right there a great dish down to the weak side to Sabrina Clay.
Olsen to Hughes on the right wing, swings it over and overthrows Bailey Larson, and the Streets get it back on a U-High turnover. And that's the thing, not unlike Peoria High, their defense is really spread out, just not quite as much pressure as Peoria High, and they're really not overplaying as much.
Well, and their coach is taking this first couple of minutes pretty easy compared to the coach for Peoria High.
Lexi Daniels, three from the left baseline, in and out, no good. Actually, I think she was inside the arc. Rebound taken away by Shante Stonewall. Stonewall dribbles down. Her pass is stolen away by Raina Gully. Raina on the run, one-on-one, gets down on the right side, leans it up off the glass, can't hit, but a blocking foul is going to go against Kate Olson. Nice job by Raina, kind of a hesitation there, drew the contact. I think she lost her footing a little bit on the way up and wasn't able to get a real good shot off.
Well, but a great job. Raina does such a good job of making sure she absorbs contact first before even trying the shot, and that's exactly what she did right there. When you see it from our vantage point, it just looks like she has such great hang time that she's going to finish every one of those.
Raina hits the first free throw. Struggled a little bit from the line. She was 6 for 10 earlier in the day. Hits the second, so 2 for Raina. Make it 6-1, streaks off to a good start. 5:52 to play first quarter. Some token full court pressure from Raina Gully, but in it comes to Ham, right back to Stonewall. Casey Williams is going to have the job of guarding her out on the perimeter. She'll hand off to Olson. She'll stop and fire the three, top of the key. It's nearly an air ball, and Shaylee Florine runs down the rebound. Gives to Raina Gully. Raina across midcourt, right side. Gives out high right side to Lexi. Now Shaylee between the circles. She'll hand off to Raina. Dribbles right, picked up by Olson. Now a foul down in the corner. A block.
It's going to go against Stonewall.
Yeah, Shante Stonewall picks up her first foul. They tried to put the trap on Lexi Daniels. She didn't get there in time. Casey Williams went inbound from the end of the U-High bench. And it comes to Raina out high right side. 5:25 to play first quarter. Streets lead 6-1. Top of the key, it is Shaylee Florine. Bounces for Sabrina out high right side. Now it's Raina on the right wing. Top of the key, Lexi fires a three from straight on. Bounces off, no good. Over the back, it's going to go against Shaylee. Yeah, she got the arm up and got her hand on the ball, but also got some body on Kate Olson. And Shaylee picks up her first foul, second team foul on the Streaks.
That's just something she's got to be cautious of. We see her do that a lot. And, you know, if the other player smaller doesn't jump, you can get away with it because you don't create the contact. But right there, it was clear that she was going to hit the head of the smaller player.
5:07 to play first quarter. This is Stonewall on high right side. Gets picked, goes top of the key, passes down to the left baseline to Ham. She'll fire the three-pointer. Good. Avery Ham for three. And Coach Massey mentioned they have a couple of really good three-point shooters. Their first basket of the ball game. They get 6-4. Streaks, 4:52 to play here in the first quarter. Sabrina Clay on the right side with it to Shaylee right of the center circle. Now to Raina Gully in the center circle against Stonewall. Gives to Lexi, drives baseline, kicks it inside to Shaylee, puts a left-handed baby hook up, no good. Rebound comes down to Bailey Larson, or rather this is Kate Olson. Now it's Larson with the top of the key, bounces for Hughes. She'll drive right baseline, puts up the five-footer, no good. Rebound, fighting for it is Shaylee Florine and Raven Hughes, and they're going to say it went off Shaylee last. It's going to go back to U-High. First substitutions of the game as Kaitlyn Boydston and Sammy Thompson check in to give Casey Williams and Shaylee Florine a rest. Olson to inbound, and it comes high to Hughes. Out high right side, it goes to Stonewall. Now it's Ham, gives to Olson down on the right block. Back to Hughes, she can't hit the shot. Stonewall gets in for the rebound, can't hit the shot, but she's going to be fouled. She's going to go either Lexi or Kaylin. One was in front, one was behind, I think, Kaylin Boydston. Yeah, Kaylin Boydston gets the call. That is her first. And that'll put Shante Stonewall at the free throw line with two shots.
Well, the Streaks have got to do a better job boxing out down at that end of the floor, because that's going to really cause them significant issues if they're not able to stop the offensive rebounds. We saw that become an issue last game even as Stonewall hits on the first free throw.
6-5, Streets, 4:15 to play first quarter. Casey Williams back in. She replaces Lexi Daniels. Two new U-High players getting set to check in as well. Second shot, no good. Sabrina Clay comes down with a rebound and lost her footing. Fell out of bounds. It's going to go back to U-High. Yeah, running after that, I think she might have caught her foot on that of Kate Olson. As checking into the ball game will be Addie Leffler, a 5'9 freshman. Also in is, let's see, Amber Nanny, a 5'10 sophomore. So they bring subs in. They don't really lose any size. And it comes to Hughes out between the circles, nearly traveled with it, gets in the left baseline. Nope, knocked away by Raina Gully. Tried to get it down on the left side to Ham, and Raina knocks it out of bounds. Now it'll be Bailey Larson to inbound at the end of the Streaks bench.
Good hands by Raina there to get in there and knock that pass away.
And now Stonewall's pass to nobody. I'm not sure. Down post, trying to post up was Amber Nanny, but that pass wasn't even close to her.
Well, and it was high, so I think Nanny was thinking that there was somebody down behind her on the baseline, and that's why she let it go through. She didn't even make an attempt at trying to catch it.
Reyna between the circles against Stonewall. Gets to Kaylin Boyce in left wing. Tried to get to Sabrina Clay. Sabrina has to run the pass down on the right wing. Now hands off to Reyna. Reyna crosses over and leans in. Tried to get it to Sammy Thompson, but it's stolen away. Olsen comes up with it. Or rather, Larson for Uhigh. Now Stonewall left side drives in. Knocked away by Casey Williams. Reyna Gully comes up with it. Reyna one-on-one down the left side. Leans in. Lost the handle on the way up. Ball comes loose. And it is Nanny that runs it down for Uhigh. Now she's got it right side. Runs all the way down. Shot blocked by Casey Williams. Casey comes down with a rebound. Now Kaylin Boyson, as she was looking long, she thought she had Reyna down court and saw a defender there. She bounced, picked it up, and then bounced again. But a good defensive sequence there by both teams. Nice job by Casey Williams there.
Yeah, but at the same time, the Streaks have got to start doing something better offensively. And granted, that wasn't really – Reyna was just coming down the floor. She knew that she had a small window to get that layup up and just couldn't get the handles on the basketball. But at the same time, we saw the Streaks have two possessions there with a one-point lead that they didn't get anything out of.
Down the left corner, it's Nanny. Gives out high to Leffler on the left side. Now it is Hughes. Gives to Stonewall in the right corner, working against Casey Williams. Picks up on the wing. Looks for help. Gives out high to Nanny. Now on high left side, it's Leffler. Left side, tried to get it over to Hughes. Knocked away by Shaylee Florine. So Uhigh will inbound in front of the Streaks bench. Just under 3 minutes to play first quarter. Streaks lead 6-5. Stonewall, have you seen, I know she's getting some D1 looks. Have you heard any particular schools that have been after her?
Glad you asked. Missouri, Alabama, ISU, and DePaul have all expressed interest in Shantae Stonewall. Obviously a junior, so she's still got plenty of time to develop and also accrue more interest.
Hughes shot from the free throw line, no good. Lexi Daniels down with a rebound. Ball got knocked away from Reyna Gully. Reyna able to run it down. Gets to Casey Williams. Now back to Reyna, left to the center circle. Right wing, Lexi Daniels with it. She'll fire the three. Off the back iron, too strong. Sabrina with a rebound right side. Shot got blocked. Sabrina gets her own rebound, puts it up, and she's going to draw the contact this time. Great job by Sabrina. Great job keeping after it. After the first one got blocked, but right after it went back in and drew the contact. I think it's going to go against Nanny. It does go against Amber Nanny. That'll be her first foul. Third team foul on Uhigh.
Yeah, great job by Sabrina. She was just able to keep that ball alive inside. Kept battling to make sure that she had at least an opportunity to go to the free throw line, and she converts on the first free throw to give the Streaks a 7-5 lead. Going back to Shantae Stonewall, you know, one of the other things that kind of helps her, I think, in a sense, because sometimes the recruiting doesn't go as well in places like Central Illinois, especially for girls basketball, is Tori McCoy over at St. Thomas More, is getting high D1 interest, so that brings the Gino Oriemas and those kind of coaches to the area, and also the other D1 coaches.
Now Casey Williams with a great defensive play. Jump ball, she tied up Stonewall down in the corner. Possession arrow points toward the streak. So two great defensive plays by Casey Williams already. Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game nominee right there. A couple of great plays by Casey. Streaks have it. 2:10 to play here in the first quarter. And you mentioned the girl from St. Thomas More. They have another one that's getting D1 interest. And I think the big one, I think she's actually out with an ACL, isn't she?
Yes. She's out with some injury. I don't know if it's ACL or what it was, but a tough injury nonetheless.
Reyna bounces for Sabrina. Got knocked away from behind. Stonewall comes up with it for Uhigh. Drives in. Bounces on the right side for Leffler. She lays it up and in. That looked Reyna-esque there by Stonewall. She drew the defenders to the left. Pass to the right. Leffler lays it up and in. And it's 8-7 Streaks. 1:35 to play here in the first quarter. Lexi out high left side. Gets to Shaylee. Posted up. Shaylee gets it knocked away. Kicks out to Casey. Three-pointer left baseline is too strong. Rebound comes down to Stonewall on the weak side.
That's the kind of shot the Streaks really need to start hitting, the kick out from in the post, because that'll keep the defense honest.
Nice spin move by Stonewall in the paint. Casey did a pretty good job defensively. She kind of forced her to go back that way, and Shaylee was there as well. I think Casey got the call. Sabrina Clay. I thought it was Shaylee and Casey there, but
so
Sabrina Clay picked up just her first foul, though. And Shantae Stonewall will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 1 point in the game on 1-for-2 from the line. And now make it 2 as she rolls that one in.
Speaking of ACLs, did you see the story in the Quad Cities paper about Zoe Kelso at Blackhawk East, I think she's
No.
At? She is playing, and she injured her knee again. She's had 3 ACL injuries.
Wow.
And they pretty much said there's not going to be any more damage if she continues to play on it.
Yeah, so she's, well,
continuing to play.
Wear a brace to hold your leg together as U-High takes the lead 9-8 as Stonewall makes both free throws. Raina Gully walks it up for the streak. Stonewall on the bench now for U-High. Raina on the dribble gives out high to Shaley. It got knocked away by Larson. Shaley able to run it out. Ooh, they called a travel on Shaley, and it was after she'd actually let the pass go, and then the travel was called. She may have picked up that pivot foot. I didn't see it, but the whistle didn't blow till after she had let the pass go. So the Streaks turn it over with 106 to play here in the first half. Much more cleanly played game. Galesburg just hasn't gotten a ton going offensively yet.
Well, and they've gotten some looks. They just haven't fallen, and we've got all kinds of carry going on.
Yeah.
But Nanny.
This is Kate Olson with it now, top of the key. Nearly knocked away by Raina Gully. Now this is Larson with it. Larson brings it out between the circles for U-High. Right wing, it goes to Nanny. Nanny dribbles left and carried it again, no call. And pass back door, Casey Williams had her back turn. I think she still got an arm on it, but it was knocked out of bounds by Avery Hamstreaks. She'll bring it the length of the court with 38.8 to play, trailing 9-8.
That was like the incidental pass deflection by the cornerback right there because Casey and Shaley had their backs turned, and the ball, they tried to push the ball in between them, and it looked like it just bounced off Casey off Shaley, and then the offensive player tried to save it and just couldn't.
Shaley with it, hands off to Casey. Now out high right side, it's Lexi Daniels to Raina near the center circle with 20 seconds to play. Bounces for Lexi out high right side near midcourt. Really tough defense by U-High. Sabrina Clay gives to Shaley with 13 seconds. Now it's Raina with it in the center circle, dribbles right.
Yeah, we're going to get a foul.
Yeah, it's going to go against Kate Olson. Now in the first half of the early game, that wouldn't have been called because that was very similar to the way Peoria High was playing defense against us. But she really did. It was pretty obvious. She bodied up on Raina as she was trying to get around her.
I'm going to be very tempted to not to call her Mary Kate Olson.
Yeah.
Because that's what keeps popping in my head every time you say Kate Olson.
Raina Gully with it, 7 seconds, play down the left side, had her pocket picked by Larson. Larson, long down court pass to Leffler, gets it off just before the buzzer, no good. Shaley down with a rebound. We have played one quarter of basketball. It's low scoring, a pretty cleanly played game of two good teams here. After one, it is Normal U-High 9, Galesburg 8. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Red, blue, red, blue, red, blue, red, blue!
Boys, you're doing it all wrong, boys. You should think compromise.
Compromise?
Get your red and your blue mixing together. You got yourself a purple WGIL button.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up the new purple WGIL button at Tompkins State Bank and Avon, Abington, Knoxville, and Galesburg. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Fanatic, a person with extreme zeal, bleeds the colors of their team, weathers the ups and downs, allows no excuse to stop them from standing in support, claps harder and cheers louder than all the rest. For true fanatics, Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kiwanis carries every item needed to make sure the world knows where you stand. Hoodies, sweats, flags, gym bags, backpacks, stadium chairs, the list goes on. With quality clothing brands like Under Armour and Nike and shoe lines including New Balance, Adidas, Skechers, and K-Swiss, you'll never have to sacrifice your discerning taste for the team. Breedlove's for true fanatics.
Former Silver Streak turned coach Ryan Weber leads his team Gurney Warren into a battle with Galesburg tonight. I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast at 7:40. Tip off at 8 here on WGIL.
There, Gibson at John Field Gym after one quarter as U-High turns it over to start the second quarter. Streaks trail 9-8. Both teams with just a basket or two baskets apiece. The rest of the points on free throws here thus far. Really good defense on the half of both teams.
Yeah, and some sloppy execution. There's been 8 turnovers now for U-High, and I would say probably 5 of them have been unforced turnovers, but for the most part, good execution.
Lexi gets it inside to Shaley. She can't hit the baby hook. It might have been partially blocked, and down with the rebound was Nanny. Now a 3-pointer from the left wing off the mark by, Ham. Now in a lane, Larson puts it up, can't hit. Casey Williams with the rebound, gives to Lexi. Lexi picks up, back to Casey in the backcourt, and they're going to chase Raina all over the floor as Bailey Larson's guarding her now. And a lot of handshaking they're not calling now, not necessarily pushing her, but hand check is supposed to be illegal. Now Casey down the right side lane, scooped it up off the glass, too strong. Rebound comes down to Leffler for U-High. Casey had some trouble with that in the first game this morning. Nice move by Casey. And that was one she probably could have drawn the defender, probably could have bounced for Sabrina, but she still had a bit of an open look. This is Nanny with it. And she'll give way to Ham. Ham on the dribble, top of the key, down the right side of the lane. Scoops it up. Shot blocked by Shaley. Goes out of bounds, and U-High will get it back with 6:46 to play in the half. Ashante Stolwall checks back in, and she'll replace Amber Nanny.
You wouldn't think with the fact that they have bright green numbers on the back of their jerseys that they'd be hard to read, but with that black and yellow border, it makes it kind of difficult from the other end of the floor.
Yeah, it is kind of, because it kind of blends together because, like, in the middle of the numbers, like with the four, it's, like, so tight together with the yellow. Yeah, it's really, and the green's dark enough that it's kind of like some of the places, which on the white jerseys in basketball, it's fine with the silver on it for the streets. You see it, but in football, we've seen some teams do that. You don't see it very well. Stonewall runs down the left side lane, passes off to Hughes, and a foul called.
By the official up on the far sideline, he's going to call this on Sabrina, and the baseline official that was on top of the play didn't call anything.
Wow. And it looked like
a clean block.
Yeah. So Raven Hughes is going to go to the free throw line. Yeah, this official was on the near side of the floor. The play happened down on the baseline on the opposite
side
of the floor.
Yeah.
First free throw for Hughes is up and good. She's got 2 points in the game on a couple of free throws. Make it 10-8. U-High, 6:25 to play here in the first half. Raven Hughes, a 5'10", just a sophomore, hits both of them. And make it 11-8, U-High. Raina Gully, she'll work against Stonewall across midcourt right side. Pass over the top to Sabrina.
They're in a 1-3-1 right now, and Shante Stonewall is going to get the steal.
Oh, and Sabrina, I guess, I don't know if that's a good foul or not. Sabrina kept her from making the layup, that part of it.
Right,
good,
but the problem is that's
foul.
Her third. I don't think you want her making that foul in the first half. If this was the fourth quarter, it would be a different story.
So Shante Stonewall got the steal, and that's what makes it tough. Stonewall plays out on the point, whether they're in a man. She's out there guarding Raina on their 1-2-2 they've run. She runs a point, and now on the 1-3-1. And it makes it tough when she's that long. You know, Raina's 5'5", as good a ball handler she is. When you pick it up and try to make the pass, it makes it difficult no matter who you are out there. First free throw good by Shante Stonewall. Second one up. Missed that one. Rebound Sammy Thompson. Sammy on the dribble across midcourt. Gives to Casey Williams, left of the center circle. Casey now to Sammy on the left wing. Back out high to Casey on the left side. In that 1-3-1, they need to penetrate the seam there. And now,
what are we going to get a call on now? I don't even think the ball moved.
And he didn't even indicate that that's what it was. Assuming it was a kick. I mean, Stonewall stuck her foot out there.
Yeah, usually he gives the signal of a kick.
Now it's right baseline. It goes to Lexi. Three-pointer is good on the feed from Raina Gully. Lexi with her first basket of the ball game. Make it 12-11. U-High, 5:43 to play first half.
And a big three right there because the streaks were starting to fall out of it a little bit. They were down by four. That gets them back within one.
Casey Williams, good defense. Stonewall finally picks it up. Gets it to Ham.
Until Ham hits a three.
And she fires a three up and in from high on the right side. That's her second of the game. And a 30-second timeout called by whom?
Coach Massey, I think, called that timeout. And he was not happy with the defensive rotation. Yeah, it was Coach Massey that called the timeout. He wasn't happy with the defensive rotation there as they were a little slow transitioning off after the ball got passed out in the corner and got kicked back up.
5:29 to play first half. Streets trail 15-11 now after the three by Ham. She's got two in the ball game.
Tom, I've been listening to you and Jim lately on the morning show, and I feel a little insulted by the fact that Bradley's not getting a lot of love on the morning show. And so I brought the tablet. Bradley ISU are going to start at 4, so we'll make sure we keep the listeners updated on that epic matchup on 74.
And I know the war on 74 that the fans are really, really pining for that one, wanting to know how ISU and Bradley are doing. I gave one of the officials a hard time this morning that I know. Came in wearing a Bradley Braves jacket as Larson picks the pocket of Raina Gully. Oh, her shot blocked by Shaley Floreen. All ball right on top of it. And Shaley gets called for the foul. Wow.
Oh, wow.
My goodness. I mean, she just cuffed the ball, put it right back down, and Coach Massey calls another 30-second timeout. That's the second foul on Shaley. I mean, couldn't have been any cleaner than it was. Honestly, there was no contact with the body.
You know, and we've seen that so many times this year, and it still baffles me. I mean, literally, all Shaley did was put her hand up. The girl shot the ball into her hand. The ball came straight down. There's no contact.
And the official was out of position to make the call. He didn't get back quick enough. He was behind the play. But even at his angle, you could see there was no body contact and the hand on top of the ball. 5:20 to play. Streets trail 15-11 here in the first half. Two fouls on Shaley going to the free throw line will be Bailey Larson. She has not scored in the game. She'll get two shots at it here. Whew. Seventh team foul on the streak, so U-High will be shooting free throws the rest of the first half. First shot off the back iron, too strong. by Bailey Larson, 5'9 junior guard for U-High. You talked about ISU being one of those that's recruiting Stonewall, and it's going to be tough for them. She's a pretty good player, not necessarily going to go to the Missouri Valley. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But
see, she's one of those players, though, and I've talked about it on the men's side, too, mm-hmm. that if she goes there, she could be an all-time great has potential to be an all-time great MVC player.
Shaley on the feed from Sammy. Gets it down on the block, puts it up and in. That's her second basket, make it 16-13. But, you know, with normal U-High is actually the satellite school for Illinois State.
Right.
It's their, I guess, I don't know what they call it, their teaching school or something. But so part of ISU as Stonewall misses a shot. Shaley with a rebound, gets hammered, no call. Finally gets it off to Reyna. Reyna on the run, right side. Now, oh, skips by the defender, lays it up too short. What a great move by Reyna. Couldn't quite get the shot in. And Larson, she left just standing there. Larson with it, now gives to Leffler down to the right corner. Back to Larson out high right side. She'll dribble to the top of the key. Stop to the free throw line, goes left baseline to Hughes. Wide open on the right side, down the block with Stonewall. Gets her first basket of the game. She's got six and make it 18-13. U-High with 4:17 to play first half. Now a kick this time, and that was one. Reyna made the pass, and I think it just happened to go off the leg of Stonewall. A lot of times they don't call that unless it's intentional.
No, actually, I have the inverse. That's what the rule is.
Right, okay.
But normally they do call that, which drives me nuts because that's the rule says that you're not. It's supposed to be intentional. A nice drop-off pass from Reyna to Shaley, who finishes the layup.
Again, Reyna draws a defender. Nushet, he just kind of dumped it over the top to Shaley on the right side. Shaley does it up and in. Now a steal by Sammy Thompson. Sammy on the run against Stonewall, stops. Now looks out, gets to Lexi. She'll fire the long three, left side, off the rim, too strong. Rebound, finally run down by Larson for U-High. Sammy gave chase, couldn't quite get there. Now Ham on the left wing, she'll fire a three. That's off the rim, no. Sammy tried to get the rebound, and it's going to go, oh yeah, I thought it went off Sammy last. I thought he was getting ready to point this way because Sammy was trying to chase it down between two U-High players, got a hand on it last. It goes back to U-High with 3:43 to play in the half. Pioneers lead 18-15. This is Leffler on the inbound, gets it out high right side to Stonewall, working against Casey Williams down the left side of the lane, carried it, no call, pulls up with a five-footer, no good, and Shaley down with a rebound for the Streaks. Dribbles out of some trouble, hands off to Reyna. Reyna will bring it up in the center circle for the Streaks. 3.5 minutes to play first half. Casey Williams out high left side, stops, fires a three, that's too strong. Rebound bounces out long, it went off Stonewall's hand, and Sammy Thompson comes up with it. Sammy gives to Lexi. Now it's Reyna right of the center circle. Reyna Gully with it on the dribble. Right side bounces for Lexi in the corner. Fakes the three, drives in, gives to Shaley at the free throw line. 15-footer up, off the rim, no. And the rebound comes down to Hughes for U-High. She'll give way to Bailey Larson. Larson across midcourt near the center circle. Right wing, it goes to Leffler.
Well, that's definitely the progression in Shaley's game. The next progression is her being able to hit that 15-footer consistently. And I'm happy to see her taking it, and now a nice rebound. Was that a rebound by
No, I think it was a pass that got knocked away. Yeah, so Casey came up with
a
steal and got fouled.
And then a foul on Leffler.
Yeah, Leffler got a hip into her as Casey tried to dribble around her. 15 foul now on U-High. In for the Streaks, Kaylin Boyston gives Lexi Daniels a break. 2:50 to play first half. Streaks trail 18-15. Out high left side, it's Casey Williams to Reyna Gully near the center circle. She'll dribble right. Gets past the defender, stops on the wing, gives to Sammy, top of the key, left wing, goes to Kaylin Boyston. Nice look inside to Shaley down on the left block. Shaley up off the glass and in.
Kaylin made that pass because I was just about to say the whole defensive unit was on the other side of the floor. They quickly tried to switch, and Kaylin didn't waste any time getting that ball inside. And great job by Kaylin Boyston.
Shaley was 6 in the quarter, 8 for the game, 18-17 U-High, 2:20 to play. Ham gets it off to Leffler out high on the left side. Leffler, that was a double dribble. I thought she had already put it on the floor, and then she just put it on there again. Three-pointer right baseline from Larson is long. Rebound to Reyna Gully. Reyna with it. Brings it across midcourt right of the center circle. Right wing, Casey Williams fires the open three. Good! Casey Williams, first basket of the ball game, 20-18 Streaks.
I like the emotion there from the team. Several players threw their hands up when they saw that it was going in.
This is Leffler on the dribble, left side, kicks out to the left wing to Ham, dribbles toward the baseline, now bounces back in for Leffler, and she traveled with it. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Wow. Leffler turned, lost her balance, traveled, fell, and a foul got called on Casey Williams. That is her first foul. I mean, the contact came after she had traveled and fallen.
Wow.
Yeah, there was contact. It was because she fell into somebody. So Leffler goes to the free throw line. With a chance of the one and bonus, hits the first, she will get the second. She's got three in the ballgame. Just the first foul on Casey. 20-19 streaks lead as Lexi Daniels will check back in and replace Kaylin Boydson. 1:42 to play in the half. That was a tough one there. I mean, Streaks did a good job defensively. Thought they were going to get it back again. Leffler's second shot. High Archer is up and good. I guess not quite as high as the young lady from United Township that was making all the threes.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of the name off the top of my head right now.
Taylor Walker. Yeah. We are tied at 20. 1:35 to play first half. Shaley right at the center field. Steal by Leffler.
Down. Get down.
Now ball goes to the floor, and a travel call on Leffler that time as Casey was diving after it, landed on top of her, and slide across the floor.
I was going to say that could classify as makeup because, realistically, Casey jumped on top of her, and that should have been a foul on Casey.
So the Streets get it back, but initially it was not a good pass from Lexi to Shaley, and Shaley trying to get that pass, and that's why the steal happened. Out on the left wing, it is Sammy Thompson with it, working against Hughes. Now picks up just to Casey out high left side with 1:18 to play. Casey penetrates, leans in. The runner's no good. A block's going to be called.
The officials looked like they were split right there on whether it was going to be a charge or a block. They looked at each other, and one of them took control, called the block. Thing to keep an eye on right now, they're getting real physical with Shaley underneath, and the street crowd saw as Shaley had to literally push a girl off of her because she was leaning into her, and you could hear the Streak faithful not get... And give a little groan down underneath.
And a lot of the problem with that is usually the official sees a retaliation
exactly.
When they try to get her off, and Shaley gets fouled. Fortunately, they didn't see it that time. Casey missed the first, second, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Nanny, who picked up the foul. We're tied at 20, 109 to play first half. Near steal by Casey, and she does knock it in the backcourt. Casey comes up with it. Against Stonewall, she's going to pull it out. Hands to Reyna, tried to go past the defender, and Stonewall with a steal. Down it goes to Hughes. Hughes, nice look underneath
great
to Leffler,
pass.
And Leffler lays it up and in. That was a good fast break by Yuhai. They take the lead 22-20, 50 seconds to play in the first half.
Well, this is the kind of game you'd expect to see in the sectional, not at King Classic, as both these teams going at each other.
And you got the third-ranked team in the state, a team that should be ranked in the Streaks. Casey Williams left side.
Still baffles me how they're
not. Sammy tried to get it into Shaley, but the pass was not strong enough, and it's Leffler coming up with it for Yuhai. 28 seconds. This is Stonewall. Pass knocked away by Lexi, and it's going to go off Sammy last, I guess.
It went off her leg.
That's what I thought, down on the baseline. So Yuhai will have it with 23.7 to play. Leffler will inbound.
Well, if you want to be technical, the Streaks' two losses both came against 4A teams.
Yeah, that's
granted,
true.
Both of them are conference teams, but both are 4A teams. And if we're saying rankings for 3A, they're undefeated against everybody 3A and lower.
This is Hughes with it. 14 seconds to play. Now it's Nanny. Drives right side. Gets an opening. Lays it up and in. She just split the defenders there. Streaks fell asleep a little bit. And make it 24. 24 seconds to play. Reyna with it. Gives to Sammy. She'll fire from the volleyball.
Banked it in.
Sammy Thompson fired kind of from the hip. From the volleyball spike line. Well, good way to end the half on a high note for the Streaks who trail at halftime. It is Normal UI 24, Galesburg 23 on the Sammy Thompson 3 at the buzzer. I mean, she literally just kind of looked.
I was just going to criticize the fact that she didn't take a regular shot because I know she has the arm strength. Grant, she was a little farther out, but she has the arm strength to shoot it like a normal jump shot, and she kind of just flung it up there, and it banked right in.
So we're at halftime, and it is the Normal Yuhai Pioneers leading the Galesburg Silver Streaks 24-23. We'll come back with our halftime report, run down the scoreboard for you, talk about the upcoming games, our halftime stats, and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our out-of-home discount, you'll save money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
We're at halftime. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson from John Field Gym, the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the third-ranked Normal U-High Pioneers in a battle. U-High with a 24-23 lead. It was 9-8 at the end of the first quarter. The teams played even at 15 in the second quarter. That puts us at 24-23. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks a winner earlier today as they defeated Peoria High in another battle. 71-62 was the final in that one. Big third and fourth quarters for the Galesburg Silver Streaks to win that one by 9. And the Galesburg High boys lost earlier today. They fell to the Manuka Indians. Streaks just trouble getting things going in that game. They fell 55-45, so they're now 17-2 on the season. They will play again tonight. They will take on Gurney Warren. That game scheduled for 8 o'clock, and we'll probably be a little bit behind by then, as we are we're pretty close at this point, maybe a little bit behind by that point. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with the action around 7:40 for the pregame and 8 o'clock scheduled tip-off for tonight. The tournament will continue, of course, on Monday. The boys will play two. Their first game will be at 11 o'clock, about 11:40 for the pregame. The Streaks and Maine South, who just beat Gurney Warren in the game before ours. Then the girls will take on Quincy Notre Dame. That one's scheduled for 2 o'clock. We'll be on the air around 1:40. Then the boys will wrap up Monday night with a 6:30 game against Rockford East. Brad and Jim with a pregame around 6:06. So that all coming up. Also coming up Sunday in between, we'll have Illinois Fighting Illini basketball. They'll take on the Indiana Hoosiers down at the State Farm Center. That game tomorrow, 11 o'clock pregame, 12 o'clock tip here on WGIL. 24-23 at the half. It is Normal U-High with a lead on the Galesburg Silver Streaks. We'll take a timeout, come back with your halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for Galesburg Radio 14. A lot of factors go into explaining why winter is when national blood supplies are at their lowest levels. But obviously, the weather doesn't help. If you are able to be out and about, local blood drives are offered all around the area. Check our calendar now at WGIL.com to find one that's convenient for you.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with a chance of sprinkles or flurries this evening, becoming a chance of flurries only after midnight with a low of 28 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 40. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 26. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, sunshine with a high of 42. Monday night, cloudy skies, a low of 28. Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 35. And Tuesday night, cloudy skies, overnight low dropping down around 28. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 40 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button today at participating sponsors. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
We're
Halftime at John Field Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the third-ranked Normal U-High Pioneers 24-23. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Streaks, pretty balanced attack, really, for both teams. Really not much scoring in that first quarter. Things went pretty slow. Shaylee Florine leads away with 8 points on four baskets. 4 points for Sabrina Clay on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line, but she got in some foul trouble, picked up her third foul early in the second quarter. 3 points for Casey Williams on a three. She was 0 for 2 from the line. 2 for Raina Gully on 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 3 for Lexi Daniels on the three-pointer. 3 for Sammy Thompson on that three-pointer at the halftime buzzer that she banked in off the volleyball spike line. Streaks with 3 three-pointers, 4 for 6 from the free throw line. U-High, let's see, I didn't even add up their scoring. 6 points for Avery Hamm on a couple of three-pointers. 6 for Shante Stonewall on a basket, and 4 for 6 from the free throw line. 3 points for Raven Hughes on 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 2 points for Amber Nanny. 6 for Abby Leffler on a couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 2 three-pointers for U-High, and they were 9 for 14 from the free throw line.
Well, the turnover battle, kind of surprising. Well, I suppose technically it shows why the game's as close as it is. 11 turnovers for U-High. They had a terrible time in that first quarter, turning it over 7 times, handling the basketball. Streaks with only 8 turnovers. Rebounding, Streaks are being beaten on the boards again for the second straight game, 17-12. Offensive board 7-3 in U-High's favor. And as we've seen, a couple of major plays being made on the offensive boards that have kind of allowed U-High to creep back into it, and then B, allowed them to extend their lead at one point. Shooting-wise, it's pretty ugly for both teams. 6 of 20 from the field for U-High, 2 of 6 from distance. Streaks are 8 of 22, 3 of 8 from distance. And in fact, if you take Shaylee out of the equation, Shaylee's 4 of 7 from inside the arc. The Streaks are 1 of 7 from inside the arc. So not a good shooting day so far for the Streaks. Some additional individual stats. 4 rebounds for Shaylee Florine to lead the way. 5 assists for Raina Goley, and 2 steals to lead the way in each of those categories. And for your halftime entertainment, I've turned on All-Star Curling.
I was just going to say, you were talking about you're going to have the ISU-Bradley basketball game on there. I thought, this is good. We're actually pretty close. Women's curling is
it's
real close.
All-Star Curling.
Oh, All-Star Curling. Yeah. I didn't
know that. That's curlers.
Oh, the best of the best.
Canada.
You know, when the Winter Olympics were on last year, I actually watched a lot of it. It's kind of interesting. I don't know why, but it is just the strategy of the whole thing and trying to learn exactly what it is they do. And the way they stretch out, I could never do that. I'd never be able to get up from that position.
No. Well, and on top of it, it almost looks like it just, I mean, it's essentially a billiards game at the Olympics.
Yeah. All right. Just about ready to start the second half here. Again, coming up a little bit later on tonight, Silver Streak boys basketball. They'll take on Gurney Warren. What is Gurney Warren? Are they the
Blue Devils?
The Blue Devils. That's right. You said that earlier.
Yeah.
Right?
Same as my high school alma mater. And I was very interested in their jerseys. They were very nice jerseys for Blue Devils.
And you were wishing you would have had those when you played.
Yeah. Instead, we had the jerseys that were handed down several times.
All right. Just about ready to start the second half. Streaks come out with their same 5 starters. Shaylee Florine, Sabrina Clay, Raina Gully, Lexi Daniels, and Casey Williams. Streaks with the ball to start the second half. Same starting 5 for U-High as well. It's Hughes, Stonewall, Hamm, and Larson. And who's the other one? Here we go. Olsen, I'm sorry. Now we've got a foul as Casey Williams handling the ball. It looks like a hand check is going to go against Kate Larson or Olsen. No, I don't know why I get Larson and Olsen messed up. Bailey Larson.
It was Larson, right?
Okay, yeah, that's her first foul. Casey Williams on the left side gets to Lexi. She'll fire a 3 out high left side. It's short. Rebound comes out long to Casey. She'll hand off to Raina, who got it knocked away. She's able to run it down. Working against Stonewall. Raina dribbles left. And now gives to Casey. Casey, top of the key on the dribble, down the right side of the lane. Bounces for Sabrina, got knocked away from behind. It's going to go back to the Streaks. Nice job by Casey, drew the defender. Stonewall just able to get a hand around.
It was great defense by Stonewall. She was playing weak side. She left Raina wide open at the three-point arc to help down on Sabrina.
Now Lexi on the inbound, three-pointer left wing, good! Her second of the ball game. And the Streaks take the lead, 26-24.
Oh, boy, if she could get heated up from out there, this is going to be a much different ball game.
It'll really spread the defense out. Pass underneath from Stonewall, knocked away by Reyna and Shaley. Reyna not quite able to come down with a good defensive play, but it goes back to Uhai on the right baseline.
Yeah, the problem was that the pass was overthrown, and Reyna was anticipating Hughes to get a little bit more of it than she did, and she kind of jammed her thumb. I saw her shaking her thumb out.
Larson, three-pointer from the right baseline, is an air ball. Shaley with the rebound. Now Lexi with it, and the ball bounced right away from her. She tried to catch it on the dribble right into the hands of Ham, and it's going to go back to Uhai. They're going to say it went off Sabrina Clay last. I thought maybe Ham had dribbled out of bounds.
That's what I thought, too.
But Uhai will bring it the length of the court. It will be Bailey Larson, 5'9 junior, working against Reyna Gelly. She'll walk it across left of the center circle. 26-24 Streaks lead. Shantae Stonewall faked the three. Travel, no call. Got it inside to Olsen. She missed the easy shot. And the rebound went off. I didn't see who's touching
Reyna.
The Streaks. Okay. Went off the Streaks last. It's going to go back to Uhai on the right baseline.
Reyna just tried to pry that one away, and she got it away. It just flew out of bounds.
And it comes to Hughes out high on the right side. Right wing, it goes to Ham. Ham on the dribble, picks up, gets to Stonewall down to the right corner outside the three-point arc. She'll fire the three. It bounces off, no good. But the rebound comes down to Ham. She puts it up and in. She got the inside position on Lexi that time, put it up and in.
Yeah, that's the thing. The Streaks have got to quit letting them get that inside position, because all you're doing is giving them, you know, dead opportunities. You've stopped them once. You don't have to stop them twice.
Casey out high on the left side. That's 8 points for Ham. She's got a couple of threes in the
great
now.
Pass.
Casey Williams to Shaley down on the right block. Lays it up and in. She's got 10. And it's 28-26 streak. 6:10 to play third quarter.
Well, and one of the things we're seeing Shaley do is she's got a tough defensive matchup on her, because they're doubling down. So she's kind of floating inside, and she's going to strong side whenever she can. And that's opening her up when they can just drop that little pass off like Casey did right there.
Hughes with it on the right baseline, goes to the wing, picks up. Now gives out high to Olsen. Now goes back to Hughes in the corner. Cross court, it goes to, Larson before. Missed the shot, rebound to Casey, and they tie her up. And, yeah, they're going to call the foul. Oh, wait a minute. He called a foul, and then he signaled jump ball. And it's going to go back to Uhai. I mean, they got Casey across the arm, and
yeah.
he signaled foul initially. He said a hack, and then he changed it to a jump ball. Wow. Hughes with it, gives to Olsen, and now a pass nearly stolen away by Reyna. She got pulled down. Yeah, it's going to go to the Streaks, as Hughes had a hold of Reyna's arm as Reyna was trying to make the steal, pulled her down. They both went up for it. Ball goes back to the Streaks. Galesburg leading 28-26 with 5:33 to play here in the third quarter. Well, this would be a potential, I guess I was going to say Elite Eight. We don't have that anymore. Final Four matchup between these two teams. They wouldn't meet again until Reyna got...
Reyna got poked in the eye or something. She's hurt.
And the jump ball, the call goes to the Streaks. Yeah, she's down. She's going to get back up, though. And I don't know if she lost the dribble or somebody poked it away and she got tripped up going after it.
Well, I think what happened was somebody knocked it away, but when she was going down to try to recover it, she got somebody's finger in the eye or hit to the head. Maybe she got knee to the head because she's holding the top of her head.
Kaylin Boyson comes in and replaces Reyna, gives to Casey Williams out high on the left side. Casey goes top of the key, now down the right side of the lane, gets pushed, no call. My goodness, she got pushed out of the lane going up for the shot, and they didn't call the foul. Now Casey, with a great job defensively, tied up Stonewall, but it's going to go back to Uhai. That same thing happened in the earlier game. Was it Casey on that time, too, that absolutely got pushed out of the lane going up for the shot right in front of the official? I don't know how in the world you don't call that. I mean, it's one thing to get bumped when you go up and not get the call, but she got pushed out of the lane as she was going up.
Yeah, usually when you see that contact that leads to essentially the undercut, that's an easy call for the official. But you're right, we've seen it twice today, not called.
Larson swings over to Hughes on the right wing. Top of the key, it goes to back to Olsen. Now over the top pass to Stonewall, lays it up and in.
Stonewall. First basket in a while for either team. We're tied 28 apiece.
4:40 to play third quarter. Kaylin Boyson out left of the center circle. Dribbles right, gives to Sabrina Clay out high on the right side. To Shaley between the circles, out high left side to Kaylin. Backdoor pass into Sabrina, left side, lays it up and in. Nice feed again from Kaylin Boyson. Sabrina with six, and they get 30-28 streaks.
Great passing by Kaylin. Her offensive repertoire is getting much better handling the basketball.
Kaylin with a near steal. She knocked it away, and Larson got it back. Now it's knocked away by Casey. Goes to the floor and diving after it a couple of pairs, and Casey got hit in the eye. And coming up with it, Sabrina Clay gets to Kaylin Boydson. I think I think Stonewall might have got a poke in the eye as well that time. Both of them slow to get up. And Kalen Boyson has it for the Streaks. 4 minutes to play third quarter. Galesburg with a 30-28 lead. Casey Williams top of the key. Down the right side lane again. Lays it up. Blocked. And this time they're going to call a foul. And way less contact. Hughes was right on top of the ball. Yeah, she got her a bit with a body, but that was nothing compared to the last time Casey went in.
Well, I will go out and say that I don't think there was much of a foul there. But you know what? They got the benefit of that at the other end in a much less contact when Shaley did the same thing. So we'll take the foul.
So Casey Williams to the free throw line with two shots. Hits the first. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. Had a three-pointer in the second quarter. Sammy Thompson back in. She'll replace Shaley. 3:55 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 31-28 over third-ranked Normal U-High.
One of three from the free throw line now for Casey. She needs to continue to be aggressive, even though she's got a couple no-calls go against her.
Second shot, no good. Sabrina tried to bring the rebound down, and it goes off of Stonewall last. The official thought about it.
He thought about
pointing the other way.
He did. And you know, so part of the reason is you kind of talked about it before, and we're going to get a full timeout from UI, so we'll talk about it when we get back.
3:53 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 31-28. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Interactive sports talk with scores, expert analysis, and so much more. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
3:53 to play third quarter. Streets lead 31-28. Full timeout called by U-High head coach Laura Sellers.
You know, what I was saying before we went to break there, Tom, was part of what I think gives some officials and the officials that aren't sure of their calls, and we've seen a few of those this season, hesitation on plays like that is because Sabrina kept going after the basketball, even though it was clear. But that's as a coach, that's what you're telling your players to do. You don't give up on the ball, even if you're 100% sure, because you don't know who's coming from behind you to try to swipe in there and knock the ball off you or knock the ball wherever or even just try to save the ball. So it's unfortunate, but that seems to be what happens, and that seemed to be, to me anyway, what gave him pause from just making the outright call, which was obvious that it was out on Shante Stonewall.
And that's the same guy that started to call the foul that called the jump ball down on this end. Sammy Thompson for the Streaks. Reyna back in. This is Kalen Boyson. Gives to Reyna out high on the left side. Working in Stonewall. Dribbles right. Down the right side of the lane. Pulls it back out. Keeps her dribble. And tried to get it to Sammy. It's knocked away by Stonewall. Streaks will have it back on the near sideline.
They must practice during their practices kicking the basketball, because I've never seen a team that's as active with their feet in passing lanes as this UI team is.
Well, they all play soccer, too.
Right.
3:34 to play in the third. Streets lead 31-28. Couple subs in for UHI as Nanny comes back in the ball game. And Leffler as well. Reyna with it, picks up her dribble, looking for some help. Gets to Kalen out high on the left side. Boydston with it. Gets to Sammy, top of the key. She'll dribble left, get back to Kalen. She'll dribble right, spins at the free throw line inside and tried to get it to Casey, but was behind her. And Kalen thought that actually Stonewall knocked it out.
Let's see.
Now the other official is going to say, it did get knocked out. And the Streaks really got bailed out. Kalen got bailed out because the pass wouldn't have got to Casey. She threw it. Casey was going to the right, and Kalen threw it behind her. Was a good thought if Casey would have been posted up there. And Kalen probably should have taken it right in for a layup.
Right. But, you know, I almost feel like Kalen's kind of at the offensive point where she thinks she's just got to be a distributor. You don't see her take a lot of shots. And now
quick
5 second call, and that'll give the ball right back to UHI.
That's unfortunate, because when Reyna finally got it into Sabrina, she was wide open under the basket. This is Bailey Larson with it across midcourt left side. Bounces in the corner to Hughes, working against Shaley Fleury. Now swings it over to Leffler on high right side. Right baseline to Larson. Larson goes to the wing and tried to bounce it in. Knocked away and stolen by Kalen Boyston. Off the floor, gets it to Reyna Gully, right wing, Casey Williams, back on high right side to Reyna. On the dribble, Reyna between the circles with less than 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Reyna picks up and pass, got it to Sabrina, top of the key. Now Sabrina tried to bounce for Shaley. Shaley had to go to the floor after it in some traffic.
Oh, and timeout.
Timeout called by Coach Bass. I guess Shaley did have possession. A lot of times I don't like, as the tie-up is happening and it's a loose ball, whoever has offense will call the timeout and get the timeout. That time Shaley actually did have possession.
You know, I read an article recently, which I thought was really well written, on this whole coaches calling timeout during live action. And the author of the article, which I can't remember where I read it, I don't remember if it was CBS Sports or somewhere like that, was saying that, you know, this whole being able to call timeout during play is counterproductive to the game, because what basically in any other play, in any other sport, you can't just call timeout while the action's going on. You know, when the quarterback drops back, if he doesn't see an open receiver,
right,
he can't call timeout before he gets sacked. And yeah, the same thing, I guess, in the FIBA rules, in the Olympics and stuff, they can't call timeouts in these situations.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, me neither. Yes. And so they, what it does is it puts more of an onus on the defense, you know, to say, okay, well, if you get a good trap, the player's got to do something. He can't just get a timeout. And, you know, if there's a scrum for the ball like that, somebody's got to do something more than just go sit on it and try to call a timeout. So I thought it was an interesting perspective on that.
I never thought about it in terms of some of the other sports. And the Streaks nearly throw it away. Lexi Gaino, she nearly ran it down to the backcourt but stepped on the inline. Casey overthrew her.
Well, did she touch it before? Because
no, she didn't touch it before.
The ball should be at the other end of the floor.
Yeah.
And that's
Not sure if she did. She may have touched it before, but it hit the sideline.
No,
they say she didn't. So
that's what that official was clarifying, and that's what I was checking too, because it looked to me, as Coach Sellers hugs one of the officials, it looked to me like the ball had, if it was going to hit out, had hit out before Lexi got to it, and that's what the call ends up being.
So U-High brings it the length of the court, 2:43 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 31-28. Following the game, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This is Stonewall with it. Left corner goes to Larson. Working against Reyna. Now a nice pass to Stonewall in the paint. Puts it up off the glass. Can't hit. Leffler down with a rebound. Left-handed shot up and in. Leffler, a good-looking player. Just a freshman at 5'11".
That's an understatement.
31-30 is the Streaks' lead. 2:20 to play third quarter. Shaley out high. Now out high left side. It goes to Casey Williams. Right wing for Lexi. Lexi with it, looking over the defense, and a foul down Leffler. Yeah, trying to jockey.
No.
Is it go against Shaley?
Shaley was holding. I don't necessarily disagree with that foul, because Shaley was trying to pin Leffler back with her arm. You've got to let the defensive player go in front. And what Shaley did wrong there is she should just let Leffler go in front, because she would have had a solid seal to the backside. But she was trying to hold her, and that's where the foul gets generated.
So Streaks turned it over, third foul on Shaley. Now a nice pass from Stonewall to Hughes down on the left side. Hughes lays it up and in. And U-High takes the 32-31 lead, 1:50 to play third quarter. Reyna Gelly down the middle of the lane, lays it up, got fouled. Ooh, shot's no good, came up just short. Nice move by Reyna, took the contact. And like you said, Eric, she does a great job. She gets up and makes sure she gets that contact before she lets the ball go. And the foul went against Raven Hughes.
That's her second.
So that's her second, and Reyna goes to the free throw line with two shots. Her only 2 points are from the free throw line this afternoon. First shot is up. That one's in and out, no good. 1:44 to play in the third. Streets trail 32-31. Ham back in. She replaces Larson for U-High. Reyna Gully, 5'5", sophomore at the line for the Streaks. Second shot is way, bounces around and through, and that ties it back up at 32. 1:40 to play in the quarter. Stonewall brings it across, working against Casey Williams. Goes to the top of the key, stops, gives high post to Leffler. Leffler dribbles toward the baseline, picks up, bounces for Nanny. She puts it up, can't hit. Sabrina Clay with a rebound. She skies for it and gives to Reyna Gully. 1:25 to play. Reyna with it out near the center circle on the dribble. Gives to Casey Williams out high right side. Ooh, they miss Sabrina. Now she gets it to her down on the right block. Sabrina leans in up off the glass, can't hit, but the foul's going to go against Raven Hughes, and that's her third foul.
Yeah, good look right there from Casey. She paused. She let Sabrina repost. She realized she missed her the first time. Let Sabrina repost. Got the ball into her, and Sabrina went in. And it was clear her objective was to draw the contact, which is fine. But she did a nice job of drawing it and then getting the ball up still to give herself a chance at the three-point play.
So Sabrina gives the Streaks the lead, 33-32, as the first free throw was good with 1:17 to play in the third quarter. Second shot up, and that one is good as well.
Sabrina, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game in the first game of the day, as she had 10 points in the third quarter to help pushing the Streaks to the win.
She's got 8 in this game as Stonewall drives down the right side, can't hit the shot, fouled. Is it going to go against Reyna or Casey?
Casey came behind, and she swatted down at the ball.
No, they called it on Reyna, and that is her second foul. And Shantae Stonewall will go to the free throw line with two shots, 1:09 to play here in the third.
Stonewall, 4 of 6 from the line in the game. And
missed that one.
Four
of 7. Surprising, because she is a good shooter. She's got nice form. She just doesn't really take her time. She just gets up there and takes a couple of dribbles and fires it. 1:09 to play third. Streaks lead 34-32. Stonewall, 6'1", junior at the line, and bounced that one too strong. And Shaley down with a rebound. It got fouled in the process.
Nice Stonewall,
it's
going to
go with Hughes, and that's her fourth. I thought Stonewall at first, but I think he pointed toward Hughes. Yep, Raven Hughes just picked up her fourth foul. Well, it would have been just a second on Stonewall.
Stonewall looked, it looked like Stonewall undercut Shaylee, too. I'm glad Shaylee's okay because she went sliding right at her knees.
104 to play, 15 foul now on Yuhai. Reyna on the dribble right side, dribbles out of a trap. Nice job by Reyna.
Bumps.
Yeah, got bummed, no call. Now Stonewall knocks it away. Reyna gets it back, looking for some help. And
a lot of
have
hands.
A foul.
Yep.
Finally, a foul is going to go against, I think, Abby Ham rather than Stonewall this time. Yeah, it does go against Ham, or Avery Ham, excuse me. And that's the 16th foul. So the Streaks on the next one will start shooting free throws. 51.4 to play in the third. Streaks lead 34-32, and it'll be Casey Williams to inbound.
Kind of surprised Coach Massey hasn't taken out Shaylee or Sabrina yet. Both of them sitting with three fouls.
This is Reyna with it out high. Dribbles left. Gets trapped up. Gets to Shaylee, top of the key. Missed Sabrina. Now Shaylee fires from the three-point arc. I think she's on top of it. Missed that one badly, and the rebound comes down to Stonewall. 37 seconds to play. Stonewall left wing to Ham. She fires another three and missed that one. Rebound to Sabrina Clay. 30 seconds to play. Reyna Gully across midcourt, right of the center circle with 27. Reyna working against Stonewall, right of the center circle now. Streets got to protect the ball here with 20 seconds to play. Stonewall got a hand on it, and oh, my goodness. Stonewall reached in and grabbed Reyna's arm. She didn't grab the ball, and the official, again, he looked like he started to call the foul, and then the same one, he signaled jump ball, and the ball fortunately goes back to the Streaks, and Stonewall's going to go to the bench for a break with 18.7 to play in the third. And it comes to Reyna, right at the center circle with 16. Now with 15, dribbles left with 14. Reyna on the dribble with 12. Hands off to Casey Williams with 10. Casey to the top of the key with 9. Casey spins into the paint, tried to get the shot off, got hammered by Leffler. No, that was
Larson.
There's
a few there. Larson
Olsen.
Like, oh, yeah, Olsen. That 2 and 3 are hard to see, especially in the front of the jersey.
And they've got similar hair, too. So that one against Kate Olsen, that's her third foul. And Casey Williams goes to the free throw line. Two shots with 6.7 seconds to play. Casey struggled from the line this afternoon, just 1 for 4. 4 points in the game for Casey.
Yeah.
That one bounces off no good. As Sammy Thompson and Madison Ross will come in for Sabrina Clay and Shaylee Florine.
Good Coach, move by Coach Massey right here. Make sure that they don't get in a bad position and pick up a fourth foul.
6.7 to play in the third. Streaks lead 34-32. Casey Williams, 5'7", senior at the free throw line. Second shot up and good. Make it 35-32. 6 seconds to play. This is Ham on the dribble. Don't foul her now with three. They may not get a shot off, finally get it, and it's fired from the volleyball spike by nearly another one banked in. That time it was Nanny. Missed a shot, though. We played three quarters of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the third-ranked U-Hi Pioneers 35-32. 8 minutes to play. We'll bring it to you next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
A few good folks had a dream, and so they recruited many more to make it happen.
Serve nutritious meals free to Knox County residents, regardless of background, situation, or ability to pay.
That's the mission of Knox Prairie Community Kitchen.
Over the last 4 years, thousands have come together to enjoy these dinners.
The produce used can be farmed and harvested in the multitudes with the purchase of a new tractor.
Help make this a reality and maybe find a gorgeous new playhouse in your backyard, courtesy of Western Illinois Builders Association.
Visit Galesburg.info. Keyword kitchen.
Will you keep me warm this winter? Will you keep my heart out of the cold? Wrap me in your arms when I shiver. Will you keep me warm this winter?
We'll keep you warm this winter with a handcrafted white chocolate delight from Mitt Cafe. Sip the new white chocolate latte, dip into the whipped cream of a white chocolate mocha, or curl up with the new white hot chocolate. You'll be loving this winter with Mitt Cafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Three-pointer top of the key. Bounces high, bounces off, and the rebound comes down to Shaylee Florine. That was Nanny that put the shot up. Streaks lead 35-32.
Great defensive rotation right there by the Streaks. The U-High Pioneers tried to do everything they could to get that ball in the lane, and the Streaks did a great job rotating and cutting off angles.
Now a nice backdoor pass from Reyna Gully to Casey Williams down on the right block. Casey turns, bounces it up and in. 37-32 Streaks. Pass down the right block. This is Leffler. Can't hit the shot, and I think Shaylee's going to get called for the foul.
Yep.
Does go against Shaylee. That is her fourth with 7-11 to play in the ball game. So going to the free throw line will be Addy. I think I said Abby earlier. Addy, A-D-D-Y. Addy Leffler, 5'11", freshman.
Fans not happy with the call.
Now what are we discussing between the officials? Whether it was on the floor or on the shot, I have no idea. Well, I think there's two of the officials that are on the same page. One is not on the same page with the other two. I think that's why we have the discussion. So Addy Leffler at the free throw line with two shots and makes the first.
For a non-starter, Addy Leffler getting a lot of time in this game.
9 points in the game as Sammy Thompson comes in and replaces Shaylee Florine with 7-11 to play, 37-33 streaks lead. Second shot for Leffler is up, and that one is good, and that'll bring Shantae Stonewall back into the game, and she will replace Nanny. Full court pressure this time from Normal U-High. Sammy Thompson to inbound. Man-to-man pressure from the Pioneers. And it comes to Raina Gully. Passes back to Sammy. Now to Casey Williams in the backcourt, right side. She'll get it across midcourt. Gives to Lexi on the right wing. Lexi bump, gets it back out to Casey. Now right at the center circle, it's Raina Gully. Now to Casey out between the circles, working against Stonewall. Casey picks up top of the key, looking for help. And bounces for Raina out high on the right side with 6:50 to play. Raina Gully now out between the circles, dribbles right. Freaks working a little bit of clock here. And a pass stolen away. Try to get inside to Sabrina. Sabrina nearly got it back, but Olsen able to come up with it. Gives way to Larson. Larson cross midcourt right side on the dribble. Goes to the right wing. Picks up. Goes top of the key to Olsen. Right wing it goes to Stonewall working against Casey Williams. Stonewall picks up and gets down to Larson. Back to Stonewall. She missed the 8-footer. Rebound Sammy Thompson.
Well, it's clear that they want to go after Sammy. They're trying to set Loeffler up on top of Sammy inside the lane, and they also want to try to run a two-man game with Stonewall and see if they can get her open. So the Streaks have to be aware of that and really be ready on help side defense.
Streaks with it. Lexi Daniels, top of the key out high left side. Sabrina Clay, left wing, Sammy Thompson. Sammy dribbles right, gets bumped by Leffler. That's going to be her second foul. And Sammy's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. I believe that's the 17th foul or the 8th now.
I thought it was seven.
Either way, she's... Oh, no, it is eight. Okay, so she... I didn't think we shot it. Well, I guess it wouldn't have been a one-and-bonus because it was a two-shot foul last time around. So Sammy goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one-and-bonus. 3 points of the game on that three-pointer as she hits the first free throw. Give her four now. She hit that three-pointer at the halftime buzzer. How big may that shot be? Could end up being the Dave's Automotive Crunch Time Player of the Game there as Kaylin Boyston checks in. As she replaces Casey Williams, so a little bit shorter team in for the Streaks. Kaylin, Raina, Sammy, Lexi, and Sabrina Clay. Second shot up for Sammy. That one is good.
And an interesting lineup out there considering all the height that U-High has on the floor.
39-34 Streaks lead, 5:55 to play in the ball game. It's our biggest lead at five.
I think it is.
Down on the block.
We were up 6-1 at one point.
Okay, that's right. Now Larson with a three-pointer, no good. Oh, over the back of Olsen went over the back of Raina, no call. Olsen gets it back, misses the 10-footer, rebound Sammy Thompson. Nice block out by the Streaks both times there. Now Raina with it. Raina on the run across midcourt left side. Gives to Kaylin Boyce now high on the left side. She dribbles back out near midcourt, goes to the right side, down the right side lane, kicks to the right baseline to Lexi Daniels. Back to Kaylin out high right side. Out between the circles, it goes to Raina Gully. 5:17 to play. Raina got it knocked away, and Sabrina Clay comes up with it, gives to Sammy out between the circles. Stonewall knocks it away. Sammy gets it back and gives to Kaylin Boydston. Kaylin down the right side of the lane, got knocked away on the way up. Oh, and they're going to give it to U-High. It got knocked away. I think it went off Kaylin initially, but I thought it went off back off one of the U-High players.
Well, it looked after like it might have hit Leffler before it went out of bounds.
That's what I thought, but it goes back to U-High.
If it didn't, it rolled perfectly through her legs because it went between her legs and out of bounds.
5 minutes to play. Streaks lead 39-34. Stonewall with it out high on the right side. Goes to the top of the key. Left baseline, it goes to Ham. She fires a three. Bounces off, no good. Raina Gully with a weak side rebound. Gets to Sammy. Sammy Thompson with it in the backcourt. Picks up, hands back to Raina. And she'll bring it across midcourt left to the center circle. Left wing, it goes to Casey Williams. She'll bring it back out between the circles. And Stonewall gets called for the reach as she got a piece of Casey. That'll be her second foul. And Casey Williams will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. And a really, really important time to be hitting your free throws as Sammy Thompson just did last time.
Yeah, got to hit free throws. And the other thing the Streaks have to do is kind of remember back to the UT game, how the Streaks kind of stalled out on offense in the fourth quarter. You cannot have that here. You've got to continue to look for opportunities, even though Shaley's out of the game.
I'm looking back. The score we have right now, 39-36 was the final.
One.
Yep, Casey missed it, and the rebound comes down to Hughes, who's back in with four fouls. 4:35 to play. Stonewall, nice look underneath to Nanny, and she puts it up and in. Got behind the Streaks defense. She lays it up and in. 30-second timeout called by Laura Sellers. That was an outstanding look. And that's, you know, we talk about Raina Gully has great vision, but when you're 6'1 and have vision like that, yeah, it makes it even a whole lot easier for you.
Yeah, because if you could see the floor at Raina's height, that's great. But when you can see the floor at her height, she can see a lot more of it, and she can also do a lot more because she can throw over the top of the defense a lot easier.
So the Streaks lead is cut to 39-36, 4:32 to play in the ball game. Streaks will have to bring the length of the court. I'm sure that U-High will come out with full court pressure. Streaks with an 19-2 record, excuse me, and U-High comes in with a 15-1 record. They're ranked third in Class 2A. Their only loss came at the hands of the second-ranked team in Class 3A, which was Washington. And ahead of those two is Lombard-Montini.
Shaley into the game now.
They don't pick up a full-court pressure. They'll meet us at half court. Raina walks it up into the center circle. Dribbles left against Larson. Gives to Lexi on high left side. Tried to get down on the block to Shaley. Overthrew her. Needed to bounce it. Tried to throw it over the top instead. And that's when you need to fake high, bounce it low. And I think that would have been the only way you could have gotten through there, because the defender was kind of fronting Shaley a little bit.
Yeah, and you can't have those kind of possessions where you're throwing the ball away. You got to at least get a shot at the basket, because right now, you know, U-High's working off some confidence. They've cut the deficit down. Now they have the ball again.
This is Hughes with it on the left wing against Sabrina Clay. Picks up her dribble. Now gives out high to Larson. Now it is Ham with it down to the right baseline. Nanny puts up a three and ties the game.
Yeah, and Shaley was a little slow getting through a screen. She didn't see it at first. Casey's got to call out that screen, or she's got to switch and go take the three-point shooter.
Tied at 39. What a drive by Raina Gully. Came up a little bit short, got under the basket, and Stonewall down with a rebound. U-High with a chance to retake the lead. On the right wing, Ham gives to Larson. Now Nanny. Now left wing. It goes to Hughes. Back to Nanny. Out high on the left side. Out high right side. It goes to Ham. Ham on the dribble. Goes to the right wing to Larson. Larson penetrates to the free throw line. Gives to Hughes. She'll drive right side down the lane. Lays it up and rolled off. No good. Shaley with a rebound. Gets to Raina. 3:18 to play. Streaks now can take the lead. Raina on the dribble with it. Out high right of the center circle. Gets a pick from Shaley. And the ball got knocked away by Stonewall.
Off of Raina's leg.
Yep. That was one of the few good calls that officials made. Stonewall knocked it away, knocked it right off the leg or foot of Raina Gully, and it goes back to U-High.
Raina's got to use the screen right there. She didn't use the screen, so she kept her defender was able to stay with her, and and Stonewall was able to come over the top.
Now splitting the defense is Nanny, didn't hit the shot, but down with a rebound. Stonewall puts it up with a right hand off the glass and in.
Offensive rebounds.
She's got 10, make it 41-39. U-High under 3 minutes to play in the ball game.
Somebody's got to cut her off. You got to box her out. You know she's going for the offensive boards.
Lexi Daniels drives left baseline, and a foul's going to go on Nanny, a blocking foul. And Lexi's going to go to the free throw line. Nanny picks up her third foul. So Lexi with 6 points in the game on a three-pointer in the second quarter, one in the third as well. She'll actually have two shots at it. That's the 10th team foul now on U-High with 2:44 to play. 41-39, the U-High lead. First shot from Lexi. Bounces off too strong. My goodness, Streaks have really struggled today from the free throw line. Ended up, 22 for 34 earlier today.
Yeah. And things looked okay at the beginning here. They were four for the first four, but they have really struggled since.
Lexi hits the second, make it 41-40 U-High. This is Larson, token full court pressure from Raina Gully. Right baseline, it goes to Hughes. Back to Larson out high right side. Now it's Ham. Left baseline, it goes to Nanny. Goes to the wing and bounces back out high to Ham. And now a timeout called by Laura Sellers. And this is going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:27 to play. It's U-High 41, Galesburg 40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Diabetics develop wounds so easily, and then they're very difficult to treat.
Dr. Teresa Hughes, podiatrist and director of the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic.
You can rub in your shoes and not realize it, step on things and not realize it. Just a little blister in a diabetic can be slow to heal and break down. They can get the care that they need at the wound clinic.
Stay healthy and active with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
2:27 to play in the ball game. Streaks trail 41-40 to number 3 Normal U High. Streaks 8-for-13 from the free throw line in the second half, including missing the front end of a 1-1.
Yeah, and that's the thing you're going to look back to at the end of this game if you don't pull it out, is the fact that you've missed 5 free throws, essentially 6 when you count the front end of 1-1. So you need to come out here and you've got to start hitting them. Take your time. You know you're tired. You know your legs are a little weak. Make sure you get a nice bend and get it up and in.
U High with the basketball, nailed it inbound in the backcourt. It goes to Larson. She'll be met by Raina Gully at midcourt. She brings it across left to the center circle, picks it up. Now gives to Stonewall in the center circle, nearly knocked away by Casey Williams. Stonewall has it. Looks like they're going to spread the floor. And Casey knocks it away. Stonewall able to get it back left wing to Ham. Nice job defensively by Casey Williams. Now right of the center circle, this is Nanny on the dribble, and they're going to really spread the floor and look to get some, like you said, some isolation and maybe an easy layup as they try to spread the streaks out. Stonewall with it in the center circle, 2 minutes to play. Casey's got to
play up on
got to get a little bit closer to get the five seconds count started. Now she does. Stonewall dribbles right. Spins into the paint. Nice move. Lays it up and in. That was a nice move by Stonewall.
Well, somebody's got to come off and help. You can't worry about the three-point shooter because you don't want to give that easy two. You'd rather give them, make them take that three-point shot at that juncture.
Lexi for three, right baseline. Bounces off, no good. Rebound knocked away by Sabrina, but coming up with it is Larson for U High. Now Stonewall's going to walk it up with 1:26 to play. 43-40 is the U High lead. Stonewall on the dribble, left of the center circle. Casey Williams comes out. Still 2-0 far off of her to get the five count started. Now she does. Now Stonewall dribbles right. Spins again into the paint. Same move every time. Lays it up and in. And again, no help side or weak side defense.
Well, somebody's got to help out. And the other thing is, if you're Casey, you've got to recognize that she has one move. It's go right, spin back to the middle, and put it up and in.
45-40 is the lead for Normal U High. 1:05 to play in the ball game. Coach Massey takes a full timeout. Streaks, like you said, it's the one move, the same thing two times in a row. And she did it in the first half as well. Yep, down to the right, spins back to the left, and you got to have whether it's weak side defense or even if it's the strong side, whoever, rather than like you said earlier, going out and playing that 3-point shooter, you got to drop in and try to help out on that.
Yeah, you can't worry about the 3-point shooters at this juncture because you're down by 5. You got to start gambling because what they're trying to do is they're trying to chew clock and get easy baskets. So if they're going to try to chew clock, they're going to kick it out anyway. They're not going to look for that 3. You're just going to be in scramble mode. So, the other thing to maybe look at is potentially doing some kind of zone press now.
And the thing is, that given the choice, you'd rather have them take the lower percentage shot anyway, which, like you said, they're likely not. They're disciplined enough. I don't think they would take that shot anyway. So 1:05 to play in the ball game. Streaks with the basketball, trailing 45-40. Casey Williams will inbound from midcourt on the near side. 65 seconds to go. This is Raina Gully in the center circle on the dribble. Now back to the 1-3-1 zone for U High. Casey Williams with it. Gives to Sabrina on the left wing. Back to Casey. Streaks got to get to the basket. Now to Sabrina. Left baseline. She'll fire the three. That's too strong. And a rebound out to Stonewall. And Casey Williams fouls her right away.
I don't know that's the shot you wanted there.
So that's just the fourth team foul on the Streaks. That is the second foul on Casey Williams. So Streaks still with three fouls to give, or two more fouls to give before free throws, but just 49.9 to play. And Streaks really have to have more urgency offensively to get a shot off, really try to get to the basket rather than settling for a three right now.
Well, and on top of it, if you're going to take a three, you got to make sure it's one of your three-point shooters.
And it comes, ball knocked away by Casey, but Larson gets it out. Stonewall with 45. Left corner goes to hand back
Streaks
to Stonewall.
Streaks have got a foul because you're not in the bonus, so they've got a foul just to get
now Lexi chases, and they throw it away. Streaks lucked out there. Lexi was trying to foul. She was trying to get a hold of Larson, but Larson threw it away right before Lexi got there. She threw it behind Stonewall, went out of bounds.
Where the Streaks are right now in the foul situation is a luxury and a curse. It's a curse because you have three more fouls, so you get them in the bonus so they can eat time, but at the same time you can gamble as much as you want because they might do that.
Casey Williams for three, can't hit out high on the left side. Rebound comes down to Nanny. Now it's Stonewall with it, left to the center circle, and Casey reaches in and fouls her, and that'll bring it out of bounds again.
Right, that only gets you to 5. You've got to keep You got to go gamble for the steal, get the foul.
27.1 to play. Streaks trail by 5. It will be Larson to inbound. Don't want to give up an easy backdoor pass here on the inbound play. And it comes to Stonewall in the backcourt. Casey Williams gives chase and fouls it right away. Nice job by Casey. Really, just a little more than a second went off the clock.
But Casey's at 4 fouls now.
Yeah. So 25.4 now to play. Casey Williams picked up her 4th foul.
I was going to say, I'd bring in Kaylin. Here comes Kaylin right now and put her on Stonewall. Kaylin's got some fouls to use, and she's quick enough that she can stay with Stonewall.
But and again, you don't want to give up an easy backcourt
right,
here.
I wouldn't be playing that side of her if I'm Kaylin. Yeah.
And it comes in the backcourt. Nobody on Larson.
Streaks have got a foul. What are they doing?
Now Nanny gets it across with 19 seconds to play. Now Larson with 18. And finally, Lexi wraps her up with 17 seconds to play. Let too much time go off that time.
Because Reyna was just going to sit back and play defense, and then they tried to trap the player. You don't have that luxury. There's only 17 seconds left in the game now.
Larson goes to the free throw line. Now chance of the one, a bonus. Larson was 0 for 2 in the first half.
I hit her
on the free
one
throw
for
line.
Two.
Oh, did I must not have marked it? Okay.
I don't know. Maybe
Larson,
I'm wrong.
Larson. Let's see. Oh, yeah, they do have her for 1 point. She hits that one. Let's see. So she's got 2 points on the afternoon. Give them a 6-point lead.
Well, this kind of eerily similar to the UT game right now because the Streaks offense kind of shut down here in the fourth quarter. They've only got 3 points here. Excuse me, 5 points here in the fourth quarter.
And now it's a minimum 3-possession game with just 17.3 seconds to play. Sammy Thompson in, Raina Gully, Casey Williams, Lexi Daniels, and Sabrina Clay.
Now you Raina need threes.
Runs it across, gets a pick. Well, didn't use a pick, goes to the right wing, picks up. Now to Lexi, she'll fire the long three from straight on, short. Rebound comes down to Stonewall. They're going to get over the back call, I think, against Casey, and she is going to foul out of the ball game if it is. Went Sabrina, so that's her 4th foul. And oh, no, it did go against Casey. I thought she indicated 4-0. So Casey Williams fouls out of the ball game. Casey gets a nice hand from the Streets crowd. 7 points of the ball game for Casey. 8.4 seconds to play. 7-point lead for Normal U-High. So Shantae Stonewall goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. She's got 14 in the game. Now make it 15. And the score is going to make it look like a bigger victory for U-High than it really was as the Streaks fouling down the stretch now and just really not able to get anything going offensively late in the game. Shot no good. Sabrina with a rebound. 5 seconds to play. Casey with she didn't foul out of the game. Casey fired a long three. Missed that one. Sabrina with a rebound up off the glass and in just before the buzzer. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Normal U-High Pioneers. Final score, Normal U-High 48, Galesburg 42. As the third-ranked team in the state of Illinois moves to 16-1 on the season, the Streaks drop to 19-3 on the season. One of those that, Streaks are going to really feel, just like you said, with a UT game, really feel that they let one get away against an outstanding team.
Yeah, I mean, the plus side of it is that U-High is an outstanding team, but you can't get over the feeling of letting them go, and this is definitely one of those that, you know, the Streaks played well. They competed. It just they couldn't find the offense in the fourth quarter when they needed it, and that's something we've seen pop up twice now on the season, and it's something that Coach Massey's really going to have to start thinking about. When the other team really ratchets up the intensity in the fourth quarter, who can we go to? What place can we go to that are going to make us successful?
So the Streaks fall by a final of 48-42. We will take a timeout, come back, name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, get a chance to chat with Coach Massey, run down our final stats as well. It's Normal U-High 48, Galesburg 42. That is the final. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together, better. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
we hit area neighborhoods to find parents of middle schoolers and share some important information.
1 in 3 eighth graders in Illinois say that they could easily drink alcohol without their parents even knowing about it.
No, I didn't know that. That's incredible.
Eighth grade. That's not good.
The Illinois Social Host Law makes parents responsible for whatever happens in their home as a result of kids drinking. That could mean jail time and big fines. Do you know where your liquor is at home? Your kids do. Learn more about the law today. Funded by the ILCC through a DHS grant provided by SAMHSA.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. Knox Prairie Community Kitchen offers another free hot meal Thursday the 22nd at Central Congregational Church in Galesburg. Doors open at 5:15, dinner served from 5:30 to 7 to anyone and everyone. Check our calendar for more info at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with a chance of sprinkles or flurries this evening, becoming a chance of flurries only after midnight with a low of 28 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 40. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 26. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, sunshine with a high of 42. Monday night, cloudy skies, a low of 28. Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 35. And Tuesday night, cloudy skies, overnight low dropping down around 28. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 40 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Streaks fall to the third-ranked Normal U-High Pioneers by a final score of 48 to 42, and again, one that you know, you really feel the Streaks let get away. They had them on the ropes and not able to put them away in that fourth quarter. And, you know, sign of a good team also on U-High's behalf that they were able to come back and stay in the game. But, yeah, again, Streaks, you really feel that's one that they could have gotten. Streaks fall to 19-3 on the season. U-High moves, as we said, to 16-1. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. It's a tough one on a loss. Had several players that played pretty well. Did some good things. Casey with a couple of big defensive plays in that second quarter, early third quarter. Kaylin Boyson with a couple of good defensive plays, a couple of nice assists. But this young lady, Sammy Thompson, it was a three-pointer that really gave the Streaks some momentum going into halftime. We weren't sure she was going to get the shot off as the buzzer was getting ready to sound. Didn't really get set to take the shot. Rather than shoot it, she kind of more threw it from the volleyball spike line, but banked in a three-pointer at the buzzer to give the Streaks just a one-point deficit at halftime. She also hit a couple of free throws in that fourth quarter. Did a nice job with some rebounding, and she's in there, you know, as a post player at about 5'7", playing against some really tall players, and really did a nice job in there for the Streaks today.
Yeah, and she was called on a lot because we saw Shaylee and Sabrina both get into foul trouble. She was able to contribute on top of the 5 points, 4 rebounds, an assist, and a steal, so she was active the whole time. And you know, it's a kind of a tough situation at times for her because she's one of those players that probably came up her whole life as a guard, and she's learning the swing forward, essentially, the 3-4 forward, and has done a good job in her progression and hit that big three. And, you know, if you're talking about crunch time, that really gave Streaks momentum going into the half.
So Sammy Thompson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Streaks fall by a final score of 48-42. Galesburg was outscored 9-8 in that first quarter. The teams played even at 15 in the second quarter. Streaks trailed 24-23 at the half. Streaks had a 35-32 lead going into the fourth quarter. They outscored U-High 12-8 in that fourth, but U-Hi outscored the Streaks 16-7 in that fourth quarter as they run on to the victory against the Galesburg Silver Streaks. We're going to come back and run down our final stats, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
WGIL congratulates Tom Cates of Galesburg, who won $50 when he was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Streaks fall to the normal U-High Pioneers. 48-42 was the final score. Sammy Thompson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Let's go ahead and take a look at our post-game final stats brought to you by Breedlove's Sporting Goods. Streaks with a couple of players in double figures. Shaylee Florine and Sabrina Clay, both the post players with 10 points apiece. Shaylee, all her points came from the field on four field goals. Sabrina with three baskets, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 7 points apiece for Casey Williams and Lexi Daniels. Casey with a 3, a 2, and just 2 for 7 from the line for Casey. Lexi with a couple of threes, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 5 points for Sammy Thompson, as we mentioned earlier, on a 3 and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. She also had 4 rebounds to go along with that. Raina Gully with just 3 points on the night, and that was came from 3 for 4 from the free throw line. But, you know, Raina's role tonight, she did try to get to the basket a couple of times, and that's when she got to the free throw line. But when you've got a 6'1", a very good defender playing you most of the game, your job is to, you know, I guess more to handle the ball and run the offense. And you know, that's kind of what they do to you. It's going to take her out of her regular game because that's not the kind of player you can just dribble around like she can do night in and night out.
Yeah, and it makes it real tough for her to be able to even get into her normal offense. So she has to spend a lot more energy getting into her normal offense because she's going around such a big player.
Streaks with 4 3-pointers in the game, just 12 for 19 from the free throw line. For normal U-High, they were led by their star player Shantae Stonewall with 15 points. Wasn't just her, though, in this ball game. They really spread it around. She had 5 field goals, just 5 for 10 from the free throw line, though, so there's something she's got to work on. Addie Leffler, the freshman, 5'11", with 10 points in the ball game. She was a big difference maker. She had 3 baskets and was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 8 points for Avery Hamm. She had a couple of threes in the first half, a 2 in the second half. 7 points for Amber Nanny off the bench. She hit a 3 and a couple of 2s. 5 points for Raven Hughes on a couple of baskets, 3 for 4 from the line. 3 points for Bailey Larson on 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 14 for 22 from the line for U-High, and 3 3-pointers in the game.
Well, the story of the game for the Streaks is going to come down to turnovers. In the first half, U-High had 11 turnovers and the Streaks had 8. In the second half, U-High turned the ball over 3 times. The Streaks turned the ball over 10 times. So Streaks lose the turnover battle 18-14. Rebounding-wise, Streaks were also out-rebounded 29-26, including 12 offensive rebounds for U-High. So another game, 2 in a row now, where you've got to have some concern if you're Coach Massey about your girls boxing out on the defensive board. Streaks only 6 offensive rebounds. U-High 15 of 44 from the field, including 3 of 14 from distance, but they were 8 of 16 from inside the arc in the second half. So a great job by U-High to make the adjustments, and they really became more efficient in the second half. Streaks 13 of 36 from the field, including 4 of 15 from downtown. Just 4 of 7 from inside the arc in the second half, but they were 1 of 7 from distance. So U-High definitely kind of tightened things up, and the Streaks weren't able to respond. Individual stats, in addition to the points that Tom gave you, Shaylee had 8 rebounds and a block. Sabrina Clay had 6 rebounds and a steal. Four rebounds for Sammy Thompson, as we told you earlier, a steal and an assist. Casey Williams had four rebounds, two assists, a steal, and a block. And Raina Goley had six assists, two steals. Kalen Boydson, two assists and a steal.
All right, Streaks fall by a final of 48-42. We're going to take our final time out here and get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, what is it? I'm very busy.
Would you like to wear our sandwich board with our logo on it to win money?
A sandwich board?
If started wearing our sandwich board, you could win a dollar plus half a sandwich.
That's an incentive. Have a good day.
We do sell half sandwiches for a dollar. So in lieu of the money, you could win a whole sandwich.
Sorry, I already have my purple WGIL button. I could win up to $500 and buy all your sandwiches.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up the new purple WGIL button today.
400-plus folks are fed monthly during the free Knox Prairie Community Kitchen meals at the Central Congregational Church in Galesburg.
And it couldn't happen without 30 to 40 people at each meal who volunteer pouring drinks, washing dishes, holding doors, and handing out smiles.
In 2015, the job of planting, growing, and harvesting that food is going to get a lot easier with the purchase of a tractor.
And you can make it happen.
Buy a book of raffle tickets today and see that tractor in action tomorrow.
It very well may put a $3,000 playhouse in your backyard.
To help, go to galesburg.info, keyword kitchen.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. And when it comes to siblings, there's almost always some rivalry, jealousy, or bickering. But siblings with special needs may experience more difficulties than siblings of typical children. For instance, Magali's little sister Katya has paralyzed legs, and for years, Magali always felt her parents preferred Katya. After all, Katya was always getting attention, adaptive bicycles, special swimming classes. And then there was the fact that they couldn't go to many places as a family without having people stare at them. Magali loved Katya, but she held resentment toward her sister and her parents. Unfortunately, these feelings are common in siblings of special needs kids, so if you know of a parent who is concerned about sibling rivalry where there's a disability, direct them to disabilitycampaign.org, where we have a free download on parenting special needs children.
The GHS girls take on Normal U High in Game 2 of the Martin Luther King Tournament this afternoon. I'm Tom Eredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 2:40 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Streaks fall to the third-ranked Normal U High Pioneers here this afternoon by a final score of 48-42. Galesburg now 19-3 on the season. U High moves to 16-1. Waiting to get a chance to talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Coming up a little bit later on tonight, the Galesburg High boys are back in action. They'll take on the Blue Devils of Gurney Warren. That is Ryan Weber's team, a former Galesburg Silver Streak, former Moline coach. They've had their struggles this year. But it'll be a good game tonight between the Streaks and the Blue Devils, and it'll be Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with that action. Scheduled for 8 o'clock, about 7:40 for the pregame. They actually taken a little break, and this next game is scheduled to start at 5 o'clock here this afternoon between Dunlap and Manuka. Coach Massey making his way down to our broadcast position here. Again, the Streaks fall by a final of 48-42 to the Normal U High Pioneers here this afternoon. And Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Well, coach, in some respects, some similarities to the Thursday night game against United Township, as you kind of feel like you let one get away. But I think maybe even more so than in the fourth quarter, there's early in the game, neither team hitting well, but you miss some easy shots early in the game, and they all count the same whether it's early or late.
Correct, they do. And I thought with us, I don't know if this is if expresses what I would feel, but I think sometimes you come, especially I can remember when first started coaching, you play a team that's really good, and you say to the kids after the game, you say, we could have won. And I think when you say the word could, I think the implication is kind of a moral victory that, wow, they're really good, we could have won. What I said to the girls is, I think we got to leave here feeling this is a game we should have won.
Right.
And I'm not taking anything away from U High, but we had there's enough things that we should have done differently, that we should have had control, that we should have won that game. And I'm not saying that as a negative, saying, oh, we were horrible. I thought we played very well defensively. I don't think we cleaned up the boards as well as we'd like to, but I think we played good defense. I think Casey was outstanding guarding the kid, guarding her inside and out. I bet she had more turnovers today than she's had in any game all year and stuff, so it was good there. But the offensive end, we weren't very good. And I realize some of it is them defensively, but there were some times where we made bad choices with the basketball.
Yeah, some uncharacteristic turnovers. And you know, as the Stonewall girl, as nice a job as she did on defense and disrupted us a little bit, you're absolutely right. I thought Casey just did such a great job of disrupting her a lot, poked it away several times and really caused her. She even made several really bad passes because of the defense. And yeah, I thought overall also that was the thing. You guys defensively were really – in fact, this was a battle. You know, both teams defensively played a really good basketball game. And, you know, that's kind of the way I think Eric and I felt the same way you did this game that – you should have won. It's like, yeah, they were a good team, but we're a really good basketball team as well.
Right. And I, you know, you got to be careful at games of your kids have to have some toughness and you got to handle playing people like this. You can't end up let this kind of game change your self-image about who you are and what your goals are. And you got to stay focused on what you want to do and what you think you can achieve. And I think we've got kids that are that way. And, you know, it's not going to get any easier. That Quincy Notre Dame, maybe they don't have the same record they've had in the past, but their kids don't believe they can lose, and their kids play really, really hard. And so we'll have a challenge on Monday. Thursday we go up to Moline, and then Saturday we have Morton and Lincolnway. So we've got another tough week ahead of us. But I think it helps me as a coach. You identify what are some things we got to get better. And I think both Peoria Central and here with U-High, there's a couple things that are staples of ours that we didn't execute well against a good defensive team. And so those are things we get a little gap we'll have to work on and straighten up.
Well, and obviously every year you have aspirations. You want to get to the state tournament. You want to get to the Final Four. And to get there, these are the kind of teams you have to beat. Whether it's in a regional championship or a sectional, these are the kind of teams you're going to see.
Correct. You know, I would guess, you know, you look in the tournament here, that you look to start with Peoria Central. They're a team that if we get to the sectional, we could play in the sectional. I think U-High, I don't know where their feed is, but, I mean, U-High is a team that could go to the Final Four, so they're that good. And then you look Monday with Quincy Notre Dame. I have no idea what class they're in anymore with the system, but, you know, they'll be a sectional team. And then next week, Morton will be a sectional-level team. So if you say you think you're great and you think you want to that you're good enough to go to state, we have to at some point get good enough that you beat these teams. And so that's part of what we're trying to do.
Coach, again, a great job defensively by the girls. It's just a matter of, you know, you put it together against some good teams in the Christmas tournament, all went together. But like you said, against these kind of teams, it's a matter of getting everything to click at the same time.
Yeah, you can't, you know, we did pretty good of, like, with their three-point shooters, but there were, I think, two or three that they had where we didn't stay with the concept and do that. And that's the tough thing is, I think, you play good teams like this, and it's too easy for the kids, it's too easy for people to think, you're playing U-High, we got to play our best game of the year, or we got to do something special. What you against these people, what you've got to be able to do is you've got to execute what you practice. That you cannot, in the biggest games of the year, do anything that varies, that's different than normal.
Coach, thanks for talking with us. Good. We'll, I guess, talk to you again on Monday afternoon. What's the schedule between now and then? Will you do a walkthrough tomorrow at all? Or?
Yeah, we will. Okay. We will and stuff. And hopefully a lot of people come back out and help with the boys tonight. That you know, they played their hearts out last night and then had to turn around today and play. And they'll have another tough one tonight. But, you know, I just, you know, kind of my plug would be is I hope people in Galesburg recognize how special things are that Coach Reynolds has done. And, you know, I speak as a coach and see the impact he's had in the program, but I also see the impact he's had in the athletic program. He's had a positive. We're better because of things that he's done. And as a father with a son that's on the team, that my wife would concur that his experiences in basketball have been the best class that he's had at Galesburg, and he's had good teachers. So, you know, I hope people now, you know, keep coming out and supporting them and help them, because it's a special team.
Really is. Coach, thank you so much. We'll talk with you Monday. That is okay. Streaks head coach Evan Mass here on the postgame show. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Again, our Days Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, Sammy Thompson, as she really did a lot of things to help propel the Streaks, especially early in that game. So, Streaks fall here by a final of 48-42. And, you know, Coach Massey was right, Eric. But, you know, this. Yeah, this is a big game and against one of the best teams you're going to see this season. But as he said, it's not that you have to come out and, oh, you have to play your best game ever. You just have to come out and execute. And some of the things that you had mentioned that Coach Massey just talked about was the fact that, you know, we let too many offensive rebounds get away. Well, there were some assignments where we gave up an easy three and missed a defensive assignment. So it's those little things, and those are the ones you need to be. And I think we are an elite-level team, but to beat the elite teams, you have to do that.
Well, you know, I have noticed the trend in college and high school basketball within the last few years, especially, that it seems like there's not a lot of offensive rebounding that happens, because I don't know if it's the emphasis that's being put on three-point shots, so the assumption is that shots are going to come off longer, or that the offensive team isn't going to put as much of an effort into going after the ball. But, you know, when there is a team like this team did, like this UHigh team did, it makes it near impossible for you to be able to get any kind of run going on, because every time they miss a shot, they're getting the offensive rebound. And even if they're missing that second one, they're taking you out of the flow of your game. And you can't have that. And the other thing that I think that ultimately the Streaks have to identify is, and this is a team that teams are a thing that all teams at every level has an issue with, but you need a play or a set of plays that are as high percentage as possible when you can't get anything. This is our go-to. You know, whether it's, you know, we saw what UHigh did once they got the game tight was they spread out and let Shante go to work. Well, that worked to perfection for them, because you got two layups and a foul out of it, and that pretty much sealed the game. The Streaks haven't run a play like that, and you've got to find something. And maybe it's you spread everybody out, and then you have a two-man game with Reyna and one of the post players on, you know, and you say, okay, well, everybody else just get out of there. We want to try to run this two-on-two just to try to force something in. And unfortunately, that is the situation that the Streaks found themselves in today. They just had no way to execute something when things got tight.
Yeah, you know, we've watched this team. We feel they're an elite team. They are as good, if not better, than the team they just lost to. If they execute, they can win that game. I suppose UHigh saying the same thing. There was, you know, like Coach Master saying, Casey Williams did such a great job on Shante Stonewall that she probably had more turnovers in this game than she's had all season. But the Streaks are right there. We you know, they're, to me, it's ridiculous the fact that they're not ranked, but the way things are going, for them to get the respect, they're going to have to win games like this. They're going to have to beat Quincy Notre Dame. You're going to have to get a win against Rock Island on the road.
Yeah, you know, it's all progression, and I thought Coach Sellers for UHigh said it good, perfectly in the beginning of the game in your pregame interview with her, was they don't want to be playing their best ball right now.
Right.
They want to be playing their best ball in February, March. Streaks have to be feeling the same way.
Right.
You don't want this to be your best ball. You wanted the best ball to be coming.
Streaks fall this afternoon. Final score was Normal UHigh 48, Galesburg 42. Again, Sammy Thompson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. More basketball to come here on WGIL. Galesburg Guy Boys, as Coach Massey mentioned, would like to have a nice crowd out. If you can't be here, you can listen to Brad and Jim with the broadcast around 7:40 for the pregame. 8 o'clock scheduled tip-off tonight as the Streaks will take on the Gurney Warren Blue Devils. And Brad and Jim again with that action coming up a little bit later on this evening. Eric and I will be back with you on Monday afternoon. And that game Monday scheduled for, I believe, is that a 2 o'clock tip?
I think so.
Against Quincy Notre Dame.
3 o'clock tip, right?
Where are we at here? Yep. Oh, well,
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Okay,
2
so
o'clock
we'll take
tip.
The air
right.
About 1:40 on Monday afternoon. That'll be following. The boys will already have played in the morning, and then they'll play again in the evening. So Galesburg and Quincy Notre Dame. The girls coming up on Monday afternoon. Streaks fall 48-42. Thanks for listening this afternoon. Thanks to our studio engineer, Nick Simpson. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Aerodith saying good afternoon from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.